WRFF is 619, trying to program new radio, anyone copy, test.
This is station 550, I copy you, I can hear you just fine.
Copy, thank you very much, sir, I appreciate that.
WRZU 954. WSCU 445 monitoring mobile.
WSDB 843 20.
How's my audio? WSEC 554, are you listening?
WSEC 544, copy.
Good morning, it sounds pretty good. I was wondering how the new antenna set was working.
Pretty good here. I mean, I get a little bit of static on my mobile in certain spots, but it's clearing up as I get closer. Yeah, it sounds really good.
Well, we'll take care of your SWR-02 and it should clear yours up. You've got some static on your end as well.
In a little bit.
WSEU 544,
clear.
Sounds good, WSEU 445, clear.
445, this is WRWW 601. Jeremy, good morning, how you doing?
Well, good morning, sir, how are you today?
Just pulled into the station, so I'm on the Clements repeater talking to you, but I heard your voice. I thought I heard you earlier, but I had the radio down, but just wanted to say good morning before I walk into work.
Well, good morning to you. Good to hear your voice, and that's the same thing I'm getting ready to do. Getting ready to walk in the shop here, so on your final, I'll be clear of the channel.
WRWW601, clear. Have a good one.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile.
Copy.
Station 544, WIMG, 30, copy. IUG 488, WRZP 544.
Good morning, Bob. How are we doing this morning?
Getting better, Jack. I had to put down my oldest dog yesterday.
What happened?
Age, old age. He'd have been 16 this November.
Sorry to hear that, Bob. Anyhow, how are you doing this morning?
Right, and about fixing to head over to the Ford dealer here in a little bit, and might pick me up a new truck. Good day, Jack. We'll talk again, I'm sure, later on. We'll do it again. Have a good one. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Hi, Bob. Good to hear from you. Take care. Have a good day. WIUG 488.
WSAF 413
W572 mobile in.
WRMZ640.
Where's Jack?
WRMZ640.
This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Fever, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRUU 850.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon.
Just got in over the line. Today afternoon, I looked at the clock and I said, well, I'll be darned, it is.
My, oh my, where does the time go?
Yuppers! Oh, man! Not a bad day, crisp and sunny. You know, when the sun's out, I can deal with a lot. Cold doesn't seem to bother me. That's not really cold. What have we got, about 50, mid to upper 50s? Yeah, it's not horrible. With the sun out, no wind, hell, I may go for a bike ride.
Roger,
which repeater are you on? You on probably Mayville?
No, I'm actually on Bay City right now.
Nope, Mayville.
Yeah, that's right, you can do that. You said Saginaw, and I think, well, the Saginaw is down, and depending on where you are, it depends which one you pick up.
Yeah, actually, from where I'm at, I can get either one, but I'm headed in the direction of AC right now, so I just figure I'd get on that one. I can switch over to the Mayville one right now and still hit that. It's been an amazing footprint on it.
Yep, so I'm told. I don't get up that way much. Although I was up there last week, Tuesday. I went through, and I only carried the Mayville quite a ways. So it was pretty impressive. Was there somebody else in there?
The gentleman is, who thinks he's on Bay City, he's been on Mayville this whole time. According to the hub, WCY 565, good afternoon.
So 565, huh, that's interesting. Let me switch over to my radio that says Mayville on, we'll see what that is.
Well, according to the HOP, you've been transmitting on Mayville, so the next transmission, let's see what shows up.
Sound pretty similar on both right now. We switched them. Originally, the Mayville was 625, but that was really close to the Mayville 600. So I think they dropped it to 550 and then moved the 625 over to Bay City. So that's probably what happened. You probably had it programmed in before the switch was made between the two repeaters. Got it here. Yeah, Roger. Yeah, when you said you were north, you know, west of Saginaw, I know Bay City doesn't have a big footprint. That's why I thought you were on Mayville. And you might even be better on Mayville than you are on Bay City. Or whatever the one you're on now, you were better on the other, whatever it is. But Donald, what's he showing up now? Is he showing up Bay City now?
According to the HOP, he's been on Mayville all this time, regardless of the switch.
Ah, well, maybe you switched when you heard there was a switch of Mayville, but you failed to make the other switch. Who knows? Yeah, you got to check that programming then. What's the status over there? Are they still up and running, or what happened? What say you, Donald? Do you know anything?
Well, I haven't been much on the MIA this past week, but prior to that, I've only heard stuff that's running down towards Brownsville Township, parallel along that line, along 94 area for Michigamme stuff, but I haven't heard much lately. I mean, they're out there still as of like over a week ago, but I wasn't on the MIA this past week. I was more on the 2.6 over in the other land.
Yeah, roger that. I've been searching for, and I'm just too lazy to make one myself. I just wanted one simple spreadsheet of all the MIAs on one side and all the Michigammes on the other, and be done with it. And, you know, it kind of seems like I'm hunting and pecking for what's active and what's not. So whatever I got in there now is pretty much covering where I go, so I just keep it the way it is.
Well, both GMRS, mygmrs.com, and more importantly, MIA.systems, you know, is accurate. So you can go there without much incident. you know, the problem is that there's a problem with the Saginaw repeater right now. It's got a bad PA, so it's down, and the trustee of that one just hasn't had the time and the, you know, wherewithal to get over there and fix it. So, you know, aside from it being down, it's still, you know, accurately reflected as a active MIA repeater. It's just, you know, just under the weather right now. I couldn't speak to the other one. They have very little presence in our area, so it's not one that I've ever really paid attention to.
Saginaw's down, so you're not going to see anything on Saginaw, and of course Richmond is virtual, the controller's there, but the RF is not. We just wanted to get the controller and all that online, but I got to make some inroads to getting, we got a lot of work to do up there, got to make some inroads on that.
Yeah, copy that. I was just referencing to what the hub is showing right now. So I'm just trying to get caught up with the hub on that chain because I've been on the other hub with the M1 stuff, or MI1 stuff. So just learning, floating around. Like I say, I'm playing on the big box radio today, so I'm kicking out some power.
I don't know if I set you up with DB switch or not, but I'm not even sure you Android, but regardless, I've been making some, doing some housekeeping and doing some changes over on the other hub, and so I've broke things a couple of times and fixed them, and right now the web page is acting a little funky. You go to the web page. If you click off on one of the specific numbers in the toolbar, you'll see a new one appear as 1990. And then if you go back, you'll have all three. There's a new node in there, 1990. It's a private node. I'm going to bring in all the stuff like EchoLink and DB switch will remain trusted and come in on the main. Probably move that to the H2 node, But EchoLink and HamWave are going to be coming in off of, or Hams over IP, I should say, going to be coming in on a private node so that it can be lopped off if necessary.
Well, I have EchoLink on my phone, and I noticed that the 2.6 is on there. I have yet to key up on it or anything. I just have it, like, in my file. But until I talk to you a little more about that and so on and so forth. But that's all forthcoming, and you've got bigger fish to fry than what I need to get done. So, again, patiently waiting, but we'll get it done eventually.
Okay, well, the important takeaway is that when you're on the web page, there's a new node, 1990. If you're not seeing it, you got to fuddle around a little bit until I get it figured out. There's a lot of finagling had to happen to get everything to appear on the landing page like it does, because it's actually two disparate systems that are showing up on there. All right, I'm at my next stop. I got to jump inside, and we'll catch everybody a little bit. WRUU 850.
WRCY 565 with a mile full of Snickers. We're standing by.
Hello there, 413. Whiskey Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, Bay City area.
Yeah, this is WSA 413 out of Genesee County, near Flint.
Mac, I'm here. You're sounding real good up here.
Hey, you sound good down here, too.
Yeah, we're, on 75 around the 160-mile marker there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just south of the 2375 split.
Okay, hey, you're doing a ways ahead of me there.
WRAS 504. Station calling out, could not make it out, so volume is extremely low and a lot of static.
WRAS 504. WSDM 993 for radio check, is that any better?
Much better, I can hear you now. So yeah, it's coming in clear. A little bit of static, but it's coming in clear. WRAS 504.
WRAS 504, where must you be located at? I'm in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, we're down here in Macomb, right next to the Macomb, or to the Mount Clemens repeater, so hopefully I'm hitting it good. Is this one coming in okay?
That's coming in loud and clear on this one. Normally I connect to the Saginaw repeater because I'm in Saginaw, but I guess that repeater is down. I'm assuming I haven't been able to connect to that repeater. Do you know anything about that repeater?
Yeah, I did hear some rumblings on the radio that Saginaw was down, so not sure what's going on with it, but I'm sure MIA group will get after it soon. But hopefully, anyway.
Copy that. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a good one. PM 993, clear and monitoring.
Glad to help you out. This is WRAS 504. Sir.
Yeah, I got you there, 796. This is WSDX 400.
Good afternoon, everybody. How are we doing?
Whoever just called in, I heard you. I just couldn't get your call sign there. WSDX 400.
WSKF 665.
Good afternoon there, 655. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. I was wondering if you had an approximate location. I'm currently around 8 Mile in Coolidge area.
I'm up on the south end of Wixom, or I'm sorry, the south end of Milford, north end of Wixom here. I'm hitting the Detroit repeater.
You are sounding good from here. I appreciate your comeback.
Absolutely. You have a great day yourself. I got to get out and actually do some work now, I suppose.
Good luck with your Monday. I hope it goes smooth for you, sir. Take care.
Absolutely. We're doing a little bit of winterizing here, getting some rollers and stuff ready for the season.
WIWS 538 monitoring.
WRWR 357. Yeah, that last station, I really couldn't make out what you're saying. A lot of static. WFDX mobile to base.
WFDX 400, I caught part of that call sign.
Thanks for the reply. Yeah, I'm just trying to get to the home base. It's WFDX 870.
WR357.
WSEX400 looking for WSF796. You got it on?
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, monitoring the frequency.
WRSW 499, monitoring.
Robin Floyd, and how you doing?
GIZP544. Ah, it's a beautiful day and sunshine. No complaints this end. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Just got out of work. Headed to coach at a school about 30 minutes away, so on time on the radio.
Roger that. You've got quite a bit of popcorn in your background transmission, which is, I guess you're on an HT, maybe, I don't know, they're mobile, but you are readable, not missing a thing. Beautiful day up here, high 60s. Next couple of days, promised lots of rain, which we desperately need, so that's a good thing, Roger.
Well, I'm on the edge of a couple of repeaters, and I'm going to jump over the other one to see if I should be better.
Oh, you're right. You're on the edge of that repeater.
Yeah, this is back on the Detroit better. Repeater is probably the best I can expect from where I'm at. I'm out, I'm guessing about 30 miles from it.
Do that. You got rid of the popcorn, but static, but that's a good deal. What kind of rig are you running?
I'm just running a Midland 15-watt mobile radio with just a little, tiny little micro antenna that it comes with.
Make some nice antennas there with some quite decent DB gain there. Might do you a little more justice on that radio. I hit those repeaters a little further out. But you're making the trip now, brother, so keep doing what you're doing, Roger.
Yeah, that's working. I think I don't leave it on that much because, it's just catching a lot of wind on the expressway. I got to do car washes or whatever. But this little one, for 99% of where I drive and head to, this little one performs great. Unfortunately, where I live, there's just a ton of knives with one of these feeders.
Do that. Yeah, I run B50 in the side-by-side, and I've got an incognito 4-inch black antenna on it for running the wilderness out here. And it does the trick, so keep doing what you're doing, and be safe out there. WIZP 544, clear monitoring on your final, sir.
All right, Bob, thanks for chatting as usual. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll catch you again sometime. This is WIWR 357. Monitoring.
Check. We'll do it again.
WSCU 445 monitoring.
WSCI 73 mobile.
WSEC 544, WSEU 445, how copy?
WSEU 445.
Are you getting me loud and clear? Because you're coming through real clear.
Yes, sir. It is loud and clear.
I'm not going down into towards the hills yet, so we'll see how it does when I get there.
Sounds good. I'm sitting on my base right now. I don't have the antenna all the way up, but there was a little bit of a crackle at the very end of your transmission, but other than that, it's clear.
I'm coming up to the first hill here. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, things are still sounding real good. A little bit of breakup, but it's not bad. It's just like a background snap in the background. I wonder if the base for your antenna may be loose on that bracket.
It wasn't moving any, and I made sure I tightened the antenna real good. I'll double check it when I get home, but I'm actually getting now to about where I start to hear it, so it might be losing me now.
Nope, transmission's still the same. It's still strong. Just like I said, a little bit of a pop in the background, but that's it.
And I'm getting that on my end, too. I don't know if maybe it's the radio or what's going on.
That's possible. I mean, you could have heard it just a little bit with that high SWR.
I tell you, it must be working better, though, because I'm past the point where I would usually key up, because it wouldn't do me any good. You wouldn't be able to tell what I was saying.
Yeah, you only dropped one bar off my antenna scale while you're talking to me now, so it's definitely better.
Sweet. Sounds like we got our tuned right in, then.
Yeah, I think we can live with that SWR that you got now. It'll be good. If you wanted to change the antenna, we could probably get it down even lower.
Yeah, I might look into some and see, I don't know if maybe some of the noise is coming from that antenna. Maybe it's the base because that all came with the cord and everything in it, so I don't know, we'll have to do some testing and playing around with it.
Your coil, too, your load coil on your antenna, I have seen where those are loose internally and will cause this problem, too.
Well, I've got that other one, so I can put that on there and test and see what it does. It might make a difference.
Yeah, I would just use your top piece, though, and put that in the other lower end and then see what that does.
I can't believe you're still getting me because I have not been able to transmit this far down the road.
It's amazing what a little bit of antenna tuning will do.
I'm getting ready to head down into another hole, so I'll transmit from down there and see how that does.
Sounds good. I'll wait for your transmission.
How am I coming across now?
Just the same as you were. Maybe a little more static at the back end of it, but that's it. It's still a clear, open channel.
I'm going to go ahead and say that that tuning worked then, because there's no way. I haven't been able to, I know the leaves are off, but they've been off, and I don't even monitoring it. I can't even hardly hear anything where I'm at normally.
Got a little more static on it, but yes, you can definitely make out and still make out what you're saying.
Awesome. All right, Brian, I appreciate it. WSBT 544, clear the frequency.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later. WSEU 445 monitoring.
This is WSDK 881 monitoring this frequency. Anyone out there?
WSDW-200.
WRAUH 667 portable Saginaw.
Radio check. Radio check. Radio check.
Throw out some call letters with that and we might have something. WRZP 544. Good copy, 969. Good evening. Bob up here in Sheboygan County. You are definitely Liam and Charlie. Roger.
Good evening, Bob.
WRMZ 640 mobile.
WSCI 783, mobile to base, do you copy?
WSEI 783, base to mobile, copy.
This is 783 mobile, what's going on?
Crazy cake just driving me crazy, copy.
I'll be there shortly to return the package.
Sounds like a plan.
Leftovers for dinner?
You're coming in staticky.
Leftovers for dinner? Over.
There's leftover spaghetti for dinner. Over. Too much static, I couldn't understand. WSCI 783 out.
WRGH 416 for the VSF.
How about that weed hopper? Are you out there?
WSQ 464, Bombay, Ohio, standing by Lester.
Station 464, out of Ohio, WIUG 88, copy.
Yeah, got you well clear. Like he says, right next to me.
There must be a band open tonight. How you doing today?
Doing so good. Where are you from? I'm out of Palm Beach. Where are you from?
Over here, Rochester Hills, Michigan. Rochester Hills, Michigan. Over.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's like you should be in the same room with me. So, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm very good today because I just came inside. I had to rake a lot of leaves today, and I'm a little bit tired. Over.
I missed the last part of that. My dog started barking.
I'm over here, Rochester Hills, Michigan. That'll be Rochester Hills. And I said, I'm a little bit tired because I did a lot of leaves today. I just came inside. Over.
Copy that. Man, yeah, it's, we're about 90 or 100 miles a ton. That's awesome.
Roger, you gotta keep young, you gotta keep working and be a young man. Over.
You're so right, that is so true. I just got done telling my neighbors that. I'm a retiree, I still work, and I'm looking for a job right now. But, you gotta work and keep young.
That's for sure. Anyhow, what is your location? Are you by the border, or are you in Cleveland? What is your location?
Bombay is just
south of Toledo. Just south of Toledo. I'm a Toledo suburb.
You come in a little bit fuzzy, but I understand your audio is so good. Unbelievable. I understand everything you said. Over.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. We're talking about 95 miles with each other.
Oh, I see. I heard UV5D model. I'm on DB20G. We had a D? DB20G. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I'm using the exact same radio. I'm on the same radio as you're on.
Now you come in a little bit more clear, which is good. I mean, the band is open tonight. Over.
Yeah, your sound is beautiful. So your company is good, loud, clear, and everything. The antenna I'm using, a mobile antenna. It's one of those through the glass type of antennas. Where the inside part of it sticks to the inside of the window, and the outside part. The outside part, the glass is in between the two. That's what I'm using.
Okay, I'm on Harvest BC200. I call it Harvest BC200. I got it from Amazon for $95. It's a UHF VHF antenna, and my coax is LMR 240. Over.
Yes, sir. Boy, making a real good trip for you tonight. He's doing his job. And receiver's doing his job too. That's awesome.
Another thing, I'm on 675. That would be my Thomas repeater. But you're coming in on 625. Which is Detroit repeater. Over, and it's in downtown Detroit. Over. Together, get all the way to Sheboygan. I don't know if you ever heard Sheboygan, Michigan, or Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, and Detroit, two in Detroit. Over.
Yeah, that's awesome. I didn't realize they still had a ball from something like that. That's, I've never been able to get on that before.
I got a website for you to look at, and you can tell. They call it MI8.systems with an S. That'll explain everything. Over.
Okay, copy that. Where would I look that up at? Where would I look that up at? Read about that.
Up on the website on Google, but just punch in MI and number 8 and systems dot systems. MI number 8 dot systems with an S at the end, and you'll see all these repeaters connect together. Over.
Yes, not too bad. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I heard about that. That's good to know. That's good for more people to talk to. That's awesome.
Yes. Everybody can hear you all the way to Sheboygan. Michigan, by the bridge. I don't even know where the bridge is by north of the country. And my name is Jack, by the way. Over.
Yeah, I just found that at my circuit, and I'm going to say that I'll read that for a while. Look back to his videos and everything about it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Sir, well, good talking to you and good to hear from you. Keep always connection. And tell the guys out there, you know, there's beer is out there and it's open. WIUG 88.
Very nice meeting with you as well. I'll be the second channel field to this more often though. Alright, you have a good one. WXC 2464, Bombay, Ohio, Canada.
CQCQ, Maumee, Ohio, WSDD 439, Flushing, Michigan.
I just heard you in there. Just turned the radio on. I heard you and Jack talking. I thought I'd give it a shot. Just talking on a little TID radio H3 and a very good repeater up here in Flint, Michigan.
That's awesome. Yeah, you can come with this beautiful, man. That radio sounds incredibly crystal clear.
Roger that. It's getting through. There's a little static with you, but I can understand what you're saying. Not a problem. Yeah, mine is all repeater. It's no equipment here. I got the cheapy handheld. So I'm glad to hear that it's making the trip. Also, by the way, the personal here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo is the personal here.
Yeah, this is good to be here, Dave. Are you closer to Detroit or closer to Flint?
I am closer to Flint. If you flew as the crow flew, I'm probably 7 miles west of Flint. At the actual Flushing limit, it's probably about 12, 13 miles. But if the Flint repeater is downtown Flint, sitting on top of Hurley Hospital, which is probably, I'm going to give or take 12 to 14 miles probably all together. But it's up there high, and it does the job here. I can't lie about that. It's mostly repeater, not me, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was curious about the one in the place because I don't think I've tried to reach out to Peter, and I don't know if I have reached it or not. I do have the phone set on my radio. I'm just confused by the 29. That's what the paper is doing.
Yeah, Roger, that. You don't need to. That's the thing. That's the beauty of this system, the MI8 dot systems. If you check it out on the interweb, if you hit Detroit, you can hit Flint, and there we have got a guy up way up north. His name is Bob. He's usually in there. I bet he might even be listening right now. But he's up in Sheboygan County. That's the tip of Michigan. And we have a repeater that goes all the way up there. So if you're hitting me, you're probably hitting him as well. An 88, it's out maybe a little bit better than this one, but either one, I can talk to, you know, all over Michigan and down into Ohio. Made one little contact in New York a little while ago, and but he was in and out, so I really can't count that one. But yeah, talks down to Ohio all the time, and I can't complain. So I'm wondering if I even need a base here at all. Base might be overdoing it.
Well, if you just said it's a fire trophy for the way you're where everything's working for you right now, I would say no, you don't need one. That's that radio sounds incredible. Because you just say thank you to me. I got a very, very strange thing going on here.
Better use of my money if I'm going to be buying radios. If you come back one time, you are starting to fade just a little bit. If you come back with your call sign and your name again, they'll put you in my log.
Here, Dave. My name is Brian. My call sign is W-F-62-464.
Ryan, I got the 464, but I didn't get the letters.
Whiskey, Sam, Charlie, with that. WSCC.
Ah, roger that. I got that. Ryan, WSCQ 464. And here it's Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, beautiful Flushing, Michigan.
Well, this is pretty new to GMRF. I just got that GMRF license this past summer. And talking to you here, Jack, tonight. This is the farthest way I've talked to anybody. This is kind of a big deal to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I found out about GMRS, I think. It might have been in February. And I got licensed, I think it was April or May, I believe. And I know Jack was my first contact. And from there, talking to Rochester Hills from here, 5-watt handheld, blew my mind then. So you can imagine how I'm feeling about talking to mommy. So yeah, this is a fantastic setup, and a lot of nice people out there too. So that, I'm going to back out, so maybe there might be some other people in there that might want to try to give you a call. So you take care, Ryan, 73s. Thanks for coming back to me. Dave, Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Flushing, we're going to let the frequency.
All right, thanks for talking to you, Dave. I said WSTQ 462-4, I'll be on the side.
Frequency clear.
WRUH416 for radio.
Radio sounded good. Modulation should be up just a little bit higher than base. I'm clear down in Baldy, Ohio.
With a radio check. This is WIUG, Blade 8. Are you on walkie-talkie? WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIUG, Blade 8, copy. Fired later on today. He should be out there tonight. WIUG, Blade 8, clear. How is Dave this afternoon? I said, how is Dave this evening from Flushing, Michigan?
Dave is doing fantastic, WSDD 439. Fantastic, as good as I can be.
That's good, Dave. Are you still studying like me?
Yes, sir, I am. I am through the all the sections now. I've gone through all like 400 and what, however many questions there are. I'm about ready to start into the section where they pick 35 and you take it like a test. And so I'm going to get to that part, and if I start doing well on that, I think if I finish the other part was like at 86%. So if I start doing well on the other ones, the random 35ers, then I might go take the test.
That's good. Well, what I did is I went through all the questions. Then I took a test from 35 questions. I failed only in 6. That's all. Over.
Did you get your license?
Now, when he fell with 6, I'm going to try to go maybe on the 14th of this month or do online. I think online, you know, is different, but it's okay. Do it. If you don't fail, you're okay. If you fail, what you do is, that's what I heard some people did that. They took online test, then they fail. Then after 2 days, they got another one. They took another test, and they didn't fail after that. I guess because all these questions came same way the second time, and they were familiar with it. Over.
Roger that. I doubt if I'd be that lucky. It'd probably pick a whole new 35 questions out for me.
Sometimes you're right about that, you know. When you got a lot of things on your mind, you got leaves on your mind, you got winter time coming in, you got to get some gas, you got some groceries, you got to pay these bills. It's not easy, Dave.
Absolutely, Roger that. And I got a new puppy now, too, so he takes time.
I make sure he drank, he eats all the time. Then when he barks, then you have to know what that was for.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know what that's for. I got to go out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, he wants to go out for a ride and come back in. Fresh air. Take fresh air and come back.
Well, I accidentally said the O-U-T word, and he's standing on my chest now.
All right, Dave, good talking to you. You take care. I'm going to try to get to Cleveland tonight. Dan is there in Cleveland, so I'll be calling him, not right now, but it's too early for him, I guess. He's still probably haven't got home, or he's at home doing something. Good talking to you, Dave. You take care. WIUG 488.
Well, I'll be right back, because I got one land that was coming right next to the base. I'm not about to say that word.
Yeah, you can come in through better, so. But yeah, I'll be listening. I'll have the TV set on. I don't know if we're going to watch World Series or not. I'll have the TV set on and copy in the mail, too. So if they're in there, I might give it a shot. All right, take care, Jack. Man, 73s. Nice talking to you again. Good luck on that test thing whenever you do it. Hopefully for me, I'll have some success here when I take the practice test. WSTD 439, frequency clear. A station in Maumee, WSCQ 464. I was mispronouncing your name. I was calling you Ryan, and your name is Brian. So I looked you up on my GMRS and got your right name for my log. So, Brian, 73s, WSDD 439. We're out.
All right, hey, one quick thing. What kind of puppy do you have?
I have a 3-year-old rescued Chiweenie. It's like a Chihuahua, but he's a little bit longer and more slender. But he's full of energy, to say the least. And you can tell he was kind of mistreated as a puppy, so we're trying to work through some things. You know, how to walk on a leash and not be barky and yippy at everything.
Awesome. Yeah, I see. Well, my next door neighbors had a Chihuahua. and they got rid of it. They only had it a short time. I don't know why it didn't work out. I know they got four dogs over that house, so they maybe sent for another one during the day. Yeah, they're all bad. They're two full legs, man.
Get him, but he was somewhere else. I think Macomb County, but Macomb County, and he was wandering around, and they had to use one of those loops to get him, you know, because he was backed up into the corner and showing his teeth and all that. So he was kind of mistreated as a youngster. So we're gonna show him some love and compassion and show them that all people aren't bad.
Well, God bless you for stepping up to the plate, giving that little guy a lovely home. Yeah, that's awesome. So you've got a good home now, and it sucks, and some people have to treat animals the way they do.
That's one thing I don't understand about sometimes. We're on our third rescue now. We had two other chihuahuas that were picked up, you know, wandering around the neighborhood. I think our other one came from Oakland County as well. And we just lost her on the 4th of July. And my wife couldn't stand having an empty house, so we just started looking up puppies, and that one caught our eye. He looked a lot like our first one. First one's name was Guillermo, and then the other one's name was Chula, and this one's named Martin. Gotta roll the R. So, we're keeping it all Hispanic.
That's awesome. Yeah, he just worked with a wolf, but he had two little hot doggies. And it's her husband to pick her up from work once in a while. He had both of dogs weapons. And, man, I love this little dog. Are you going to dress him up as hot dogs for Halloween?
This one looks like a chihuahua, but he has some traits of a... one of those hot dogs. You know how their front feet kind of like are crooked? They kind of like fan out a little bit. They don't stand straight. He's got that characteristic and some other, you know, some of the coloring a little bit. But he can jump like nothing. The other two chihuahuas, no, they jump a little bit, but this guy, he's got springs for legs.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I love dogs. I think I love dogs more than I love people.
Yeah, I'd say they're close for me. The only problem is when they pass, they rip your heart right out. And I didn't know if we were ready for one yet, but he's showed us that we are definitely ready for another one. Hopefully, he'll last a long time.
I hope so, too. Yeah, my dog is a little more than 5 years old, like 5 and a half years old now. And I just sat with him tonight when he had a seizure. It was a mild one. It's the second time I've been with him in the last year and a half that he's had a seizure. I hope that this is very isolated.
Yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, when they were hurting like that, our dogs were having problems breathing because they had enlarged hearts, and that's a trait for chihuahuas. I'm hoping that this one here doesn't carry that trait. But yeah, it's terrible when they're sitting there suffering and you can't do anything about it. Hopefully the doctor has given him some meds that will decrease the chances of that happening.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Well, hey, that's not to blow you off. I started watching this video and I paused it. And I'm gonna get back to watch. My dog watches TV too. He's keeping the one eye open thing, waiting for me to start this program back up again.
Roger that. Come on, Dad, get off the radio. All right, get back to your stories. Get back to your TV set and give the dog a pat on the head for me. 7-3s to both of you. Whiskey Sugar Delta Delta 439, Dave and Flushing. We're clear on your final.
All right, buddy, have yourself a good one. We hear a little dog that gets on this belt for me. It's WSBQ 464. Be attentive to your subscribe listeners.
WSFB 595, radio check.
Radio sound is fine and scanty at Bombay, Ohio.
Great to hear. I just put my JPO antenna up on my chimney, and I'm from Ypsilanti, making it up 32 miles to my repeater. Copy.
WSBI 947. WIUG, plate 8, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG, plate 8, clear. WRVJ 258. WRPA 805. WRPA 805. Here is WRVJ 258.
WSCQ 464, Bombay, Ohio, standby listed.
Here is WRVJ 258 in East Point, Michigan. Good evening.
I'm the grade 8. Yeah, this is pretty awesome. You said you're at East Point, Michigan.
Yes, East Point is in just a northern suburb of the greater Detroit area. Well, very good. You're a little noisy into the system from Maumee, but you are making it in mostly solid, so I'm able to copy you. The name here is Jim. Okay, very good, Brian. Yeah, this system, this linked set of repeaters, has a pretty amazing coverage. When they've got it all connected together, it has coverage all the way up pretty much the entire east side of the lower peninsula of Michigan right up into Sheboygan County. And as far down as, well, into Ohio.
I remember hearing about this, but I'm doing the TMRS. I just got into the TMRS radio, and yeah, I wasn't quite sure how to reach it. I had this couple across that accident.
Okay, very good, Brian. I'm pretty sure that you'll be getting into the downtown Detroit receive site. It's located on a very prominent building right in the center of the downtown Detroit area. And apparently it adheres quite well to the south. So that explains that. And we're in a bit of a changing weather pattern right now, and that can enhance the propagation a little bit. Anyway, very nice to make your acquaintance. Hope we get a chance to chat again. But I didn't want your call to go unanswered here on the system. So I'll pass it back to you, and I'll listen out. I was calling my brother, but apparently he's not monitoring, or he would have jumped in by now. Okay, 7:30, as we say in ham radio. This is Whiskey Romeo, Victor Juliet, 258.
All right, very nice speaking with you, Jim. Have yourself a fine evening. We'll talk to you next time. This is WSCQ 464, Maumee, Ohio, stand by.
WSCI 847, WIUG 88, copy. WIUG 88, clear.
listen out there with your radio check. You don't, you're on the repeater, number one. Number two, your audio is okay, but there's a lot of scratching. Are you on a handheld? And this is WIUG, wait eight.
Yes, Jack, I hooked my radiodity up to a Nagoya EP-72 and popped it on an ammo can in my bedroom just trying to see if I can hit the Detroit repeater from here.
Now you're sounding a lot better. I don't know what you did, but you do sound a lot better. Over.
That's a good copy. Thank you very much, sir.
So you're on DB20G, and I'm on a DB20G anyhow. Are you in a base station or in the truck?
I'm on the TM30 handheld, and I'm running it with the adapter to my Nagoya UT-73 on the ammo can.
I see what you're saying. Is it going to be in your car, or is it going to be at home? And what is your location right now? I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
I'm in Taylor, Michigan. I'll be running this setup from home for right now.
So you're on Taylor, correct? That's what it is?
That is correct. Taylor, Michigan.
So if you're going to put it at home, I can tell you what is my antenna is out there. It's a Harvest PC200 with this Reality DB20G. And I'm running the coax cable, LMR 240. Over.
That's a good copy, sir. I have the Wooten 20-watt radio.
That Wixom radio, Wixom Ocean, correct?
Yeah, I believe it's pronounced Ocean. That's what I was running in my vehicle. Testing it to antenna. I'm thinking about setting that up as a base station. Over.
Yeah. Well, listen, you got a good radio out there. So you I know it's not my business, so you're going to need a good antenna out there, too. Over.
Yes, sir, it definitely will.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. No problem anyhow. Well, good talking to you. And keep going if you like. I don't mind giving you a radio check at all and helping out if I can. Over.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. You're Jack, right?
Sir, yeah, my name is Jack. Correct. Over.
Yeah, this is Wes. We've talked before a few times, Jack. I thank you, WRCF 910 clear.
I had WRTF, what else? What's the screen number?
Niner 10.
I got you, Jeff. All right, buddy, you take care and you have a good evening. Like I say, anytime you need any help, I'll be glad to help you out. Just give me a shout. I will do that. Take care and have a good evening again. WIUG 88.
WSFT 595, Sean and Ypsilanti, checking my radio as I place a new antenna today. Over.
Station 595, WIUG 88, what's the name of that antenna?
Jack, I made this one myself out of some 14-gauge household wire. I made a J-pole, some RG-58, and put it about top of my chimney about 30 feet up.
Your audio is good, and your signal is good, but you know what? The J-poles, I don't know how far are you from the repeater, and they don't do it. I mean, I'm not knocking them down, nothing like, they don't do that good if you're on the base station. What you need is better antenna from that J-pole. I know it's not my business, but, you know, look at me. I have a Harvest PC 200, and I can get out as far as New York. I can get out as far as Ohio and Chicago. Over.
Oh, that's great. I'm 28 miles from the repeater and just starting out, so I'll be looking forward to upgrading my antenna. Over.
Yeah, and you know what else? I'm running a coax cable. They call it LMR. LMR. LMR 240. It's a good coax cable. If you're running base station. And you're sounding okay. I'm not saying you're not good, but you know, I got a lot of, this, I'll tell you what this is. That's all I hear on your background. Otherwise, you're sounding good.
Well, thanks, Jack. I'm going to call tonight, and I'll talk to you again. Over now.
No problem. Anytime you like. We'll talk to you. Have a good evening. Talk to you later on. WIUG 88.